Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And as I've been talking since the start of the show, camp preview week here on Cole & Company. And, you know, I was just talking on the phone with Cedar Falls High School football coach Brad Remmert as we got connected here. And, yeah, technically the summer may still be going on for a while, but when camp season hits, it just feels like it's football season. Therefore, the summer's over by default. But as part of our camp preview series, we're going to start today with Brad Remmert. And Coach Remmert, thanks so much for your time. How you been?
Oh, been good. It's been a good summer, and looking forward to getting going. And, of course, the heat's going to crank up here a little bit as we get rolling the first week of August, but that's all part of it.
You're coming off a 6-3 season where you went to the playoffs, fell short in the first round to a good Pleasant Valley team, and you battled injuries all year long. Hopefully, knock on wood, that's not the case this season. And you'll get it started with a similar foe because you're basically running back last year's schedule the way all that works now. We'll dig into the schedule later, but you start with Johnston. First things first, as it comes to camp, is any head coach at any level ever completely ready for camp to start?
Well, you're ready for it to get going just because you've been working all summer in the weight room and everything, and you want to get out there on the field. But like you said, it's a close to summer, but I know the kids are excited, especially those seniors. They're ready to get going and get their senior year fired up. So we had a good season last year, 6-3. Like you said, we probably didn't play our best game on the road against the good Pleasant Valley team, and we were unfortunate. We had a lot of different injuries that were kind of tough to overcome there at the end. But I know some of those kids, it was a very positive year last year, but they're ready to kind of get going and put a new twist on things here in 2022.
What's the schedule look like? Is this week the train to hit camps and then regular camp next week?
So we'll have a three-day, just our fit to hit camp, which we'll do two sessions. We'll have a 5th through 8th grade session, and then we'll have a 9th through 12th grade session this week, and then we'll start our actual high school programs officially begin on August 8th.
And when it comes to getting started on August 8th, as you look at your roster, Coach Remmert, what would you say about what you see in terms of this team's capabilities and what are going to be its biggest challenges to reach its capability, to reach its potential?
Yeah, it's interesting because at the beginning of the summer, you always kind of wonder what that's going to look like, what they put their work in over the summer in the weight room. You get the opportunity to go out and do drill work with them. Now you're not limited during the summer in doing some of those things. I thought we made some good progression, as we move through later June and into the July practices. So it's one of those things we're going to have to rely offensively. Our offensive line was real young last year, but those guys all played and they're all coming back this year. So guys like Jake Peterson, Hogan Simmer, Ty Koltoff, those guys up front started a lot of games for us last year, and they're going to have to be our strength this year. Jacob Hewler returns as a real solid running back. He had a good junior year, had a great spring in track, and he's bigger and faster than he was yet last year. So excited to see what he can do. But I guess one of the big question marks offensively is the quarterback position. We used 5 different guys last year due to injuries, and I've never experienced that as a assistant or head coach.
That goes beyond Coach Mark Farley's old saying where you need a pair and a spare.
Yes, we need a pair and 3 spare. So yeah, you're right. And Gavin Stege's coming off that injury, and we're hoping we can get him back. He's been doing a lot of stuff this summer, get him back and healthy. And then Tate Hermanson, he's a kid we moved up last year, late in the season, and he started week 9 and the first round playoff game for us. So we feel like we got a couple capable kids if we just put them in the right positions. Defensively up front, Drew Campbell and Andrew Lagschulte are the first 2 guys that come to mind. Those kids post-played in that defensive front, and they return, and they're only going to be juniors, but they're really, really good players. So excited to see what they can do defensively. Linebacker-wise, we're trying to get that piece together. And then in the secondary, Carter Schlottman and Ben Russell return. So, again, I think we have some good pieces there. We just got to see how it all fits together.
Cedar Falls High School football coach Brad Remmert, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole & Company, beginning our camp preview series this week. We're going to talk to all four of the Metro High School football coaches, and as the month of August goes along, we'll get outside the Metro and learn as much as we can before the 2022 season begins. Coach, just to follow up with you laying it out there, what things look like on the offense and defensive ends of the ball, personnel-wise, what's the difference in the decision at quarterback? If you go with a Gavin Stege, if he proves healthy enough, or you go with a Tate Hermanson, are you and your staff able to run the same offense with either of those two, or is it fair to say that maybe it'll change a little bit dependent upon who gets the nod?
Yeah, both those kids are going to be very, very capable. And what I've watched, I thought going into the summer that Stege had a little bit better arm strength than that. But we're pleased with Coach Mueller, the quarterback coach, myself, and the offensive coaches with Hermanson's progression. So regardless, I think it was going to be a battle, and it will be a battle for that position. We feel pretty good about both of those kids. That they can go out and do things and run similar things in our offense, so not a lot will have to change whoever's got the ball there game one.
I think from thinking back to everything you had to say, that perhaps linebacker and maybe wide receiver, who's catching the ball, are perhaps a couple positions where it'd be fair to say the most competition may be had in this camp.
I think we graduated two really good experienced receivers last year in Jansen and Trey Campbell, two kids that played a lot of football for 2 years. So there's a wide-open race there. And we've got some good young kids that are working in there. Tate Bakula is a kid that's doing a good job there at one of the wide receiver positions. We're going to get a Caden Shellhorn, who wasn't out a year ago. He got clearance to be able to play. He's a track kid. So we have some kids out there. It's going to be interesting to see who steps up and elevates their game to get on the field there in week one. So competition there. Drew Gerdes has done a real good job this summer at linebacker. And then some of those other linebacker spots are kind of up for grabs too. So I think you hit it on the head. Those are a couple areas that we're really going to have to focus on here in the next 3 weeks of preseason to determine who will be our starters.
Couple more minutes with Cedar Falls High School football coach Brad Remmert, our camp preview series kicking off today on the show. Coach, the schedule's always tough. It's gotten tougher now over the years with the model they're using, but if there's a bright side to anything, you get 5 games at the Unidome plus a road game versus West over at Memorial Stadium. Six Fridays this season, you'll be able to go home and sleep in your own bed. That's gotta be great.
Yeah, last year I would say starting with that success model the way it was and having to travel and play the schedule we did, it took a toll on us a little bit. And you notice that injury-wise. And when you don't have 75, 80 kids on your roster like you may have had 20 years ago, it makes a huge difference because depth-wise, we had to move a lot of parts around every time there was an injury. And that, but I think that the kids, we've got a good nucleus coming back, being able to play, like you said, 5 games in the dome and one over to West. The other trips aren't quite as long as what we had previously. Mm-hmm. A year ago when we were at Johnson, at Bettendorf, at Muscatine, we were kind of all over the place for some of these road trips. So I think that could maybe play to our advantage, and our kids really enjoy playing in the dome, so hopefully that's a huge advantage for us.
I want to follow up on what you mentioned about roster size not being what it used to be, Coach. I don't think that should shock anybody who pays attention. A number of factors, I think, in the year 2022 play into that. So how much of a challenge is it? Where are those numbers at? And like I mentioned, I can't imagine that you guys are too far off of where anybody else is.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I look at where we've been over the last several years, 50 to 55 on the varsity is about the norm. Last year we were less than that at times, and we had 5 sophomores up on our varsity that played significant minutes for us last year. And I think that's just kind of the trend. I asked him the same thing to other guys, Lindmar, guys down in Cedar Rapids. They're kind of in that same area, a lot of them. The only one I haven't heard that was that had 75 or so on their roster, 80 juniors and seniors, was going to be Southeast Polk. But you're dealing with a little bit larger district. We're a school of about 1,250, 1,300, and some of those are 1,600, 1,700, 1,800 over three grades. So it makes a little bit difference when you have those numbers. But I feel good about the quality of our kids. And one of the kids I forgot to mention that I need to is our kicker, Jake Holstein. He's going to be a three-year starter, be a senior. He's going to be a heck of a weapon for us. And excited to see him in his senior year. Leg strength's better. Punting's been real good. So I feel like we've got quality in that 50. We just don't have the depth maybe that we've had 15, 20 years ago.
Great place kicker can really make the difference when it comes to high school football. Coach, last thing I have for you, this time of year, or maybe back it up into June when the summer conditioning and weightlifting starts, a lot of times programs, they'll put the new team mantra out there, or motto, theme, or a creed, whatever you want to call it. Are you one of those guys? Is maybe somebody on your staff the person who does something like that? Or perhaps maybe are you more of a message guy who will just make the big speech at the start of camp, set the tone, and go from there?
Hey, our deal and the way that our program's been set is, and sometimes people are, you know, they say it's built on fundamentals, and that's really what our theme is all the time. And sometimes practice can be boring for our kids sometimes, but we're gonna put a team out there that's gonna be fundamentally sound blocking and tackling, and we're gonna be physical, and that's kind of where we're at with our program, and that's what's been our recipe for being successful over the years, and the kids know it. They know they're going to get repped over and over on the fundamentals, but if they buy into it and really, really get after it, they have a chance to be a pretty good football team.
Coach Remmert, thanks so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, but when we're doing it right ahead of camp, that means something even better, that the season's right around the corner. So thanks again. Best of luck. Best of health to you and your guys during camp.
Absolutely. Appreciate all you guys do, and let's have a great 2022.
Sounds like a plan. Take care, Coach.
Thank you.
Cedar Falls High School football coach Brad Remmert, kind enough to join us on this Monday edition of Cole & Company, kicking off our camp preview series, and we're beginning with the four Metro head football coaches this week. Tomorrow, it's Waterloo Columbus's Brad Schmidt. On Wednesday, we'll have new Waterloo East high school football coach DeCarlos Anderson, and on Thursday, we'll have Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore. So that's the plan for the rest of the week. Got to take this final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back right after this.